Anna.
Kannst du gern beibringen? Okay, 好了，好了。
这样可以，这样可以。感谢主这几天，他带领我们一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord. These several days, the Lord has gathered together before us, before Him.
啊，这一次主给我的带领是和弟兄姊妹一同分享神的家。
This time, the burden the Lord has given to me is to share on the house of God.
昨天早晨我们交通到神家的起源和它的意义。
Yesterday morning, we spoke on the origin as well as the meaning of God's house.
好，我们知道神的家就是永生神的教会。
We know that the house of God is the church of the living God.
啊，教会不是人组织出来的。人为着神发热心做出来的事情。
Church is not an organization where men are very zealous to do something for Him.
它的起源乃是从神自己里面出来的。
The origin started from God Himself.
而且我们认识神家的意义，对我们来讲是一件极其重要并且蒙福的事情。
To know the meaning of His house is very important as well as a blessed thing.
首先是我们个人在主的面前能够丰富地享受他的救恩。
Firstly, is personally in front of Him, we can enjoy His abundant salvation.
并且因着认识，我们就知道怎样在教会中，在神的家中来侍奉和生活。
And through knowing Him, we know how to live and serve in His house.
好叫神的家能够显出它的美丽和丰富。
In order that God's house can show forth its beauty as well as its abundance.
昨天下午我们交通到神家的建造和实行。
Yesterday afternoon, we spoke on the building up and the execution of His building.
昨天下午呢，我们比较着重在我们个人的认识和追求上面。
Yesterday afternoon, we emphasized on the personal pursuits.
我们追求呢，我们要活在父神的慈爱里。
And as we pursue, we need to live within the love of the Heavenly Father.
认识他怎样的带领我们，怎样管教我们，怎样栽培我们。
To know how He guides us, He disciplines us, and He cultivates us.
所以我们昨天讲到呢，有一个为父之道。有一个做儿女之道。
So yesterday we mentioned about the way of fatherhood as well as the way of sons.
今天早晨我要稍微再提一点哈。
And this morning I want to just barely mention a little bit more.
神的家的建造不光是个人的，更是关乎我们在一起聚会和生活。
The building up of God's house is not just on an individual basis, but it involves a corporate basis.
所以我们看见，若是我们在父的面前做好的儿女。
So as we are able to live out as good sons before the Father,
我们认识了神那为父慈爱的心。
And we come to know the fatherly love towards us.
我们在教会中和弟兄姊妹相处的时候，主逐渐的也把一个爱放在我们的里面。
So as we live among brothers and sisters, gradually He will place the fatherly love within us.
当我们的身量慢慢长大的时候，你我里面会有一个为父的。
As we grow in our stature, we will also have a fatherly love in us.
我们看见保罗对哥林多的弟兄姊妹交通到他们的一些问题的时候，
When Paul was mentioning some issues to the Corinthian brothers,
保罗告诉哥林多弟兄姊妹，你们中间所以有这么多难处，这么多混乱，因为你们呢，许多人喜欢做别人的老师。
And so Paul says, you have so many issues and problems among you. And it's because there's so many teachers among you.
那这些老师呢，各说各话，所以弟兄姊妹呢，就迷迷糊糊的。
All of the teachers say their own thing, and it confuses people.
比如说一个人呢，讲说今天主耶稣仍然能够向我们说话。
Just like one person says, today the Lord Jesus still speaks to us.
另外一个人说呢，使徒时代过去了，那些。使徒时代的经历今天不会有了。
And another person said, well, the time of the apostles are now gone, so we no longer have the experiences of the apostles.
今天你跟随主，只要照着这个常识 common sense, 你就知道主怎么做了。
And today you can only need to follow your common sense. That's all you need.
弟兄姊妹，若是这两个人在教会都是很受人尊重的， 那我们就迷糊了，对不对？
And if these two people speaking are very respectful among the group, then we get very confused.
所以神的家要建造的，不是要更多的老师。
So to build up God's house is not that we need so many teachers.
保罗告诉哥林多弟兄姊妹说，你们中间那为父的心，没有人有。
And yet Paul says, not too many fathers among you.
好，我们今天呢，在神的家的建造上面，要追求主把一个为父的心赐给我们。
So as we pursue to build up God's house, we need to ask the Lord to give us a father's heart.
特别是教会的负责弟兄们。
Especially the responsible brothers.
实在要有一颗为父的心。
We really need to have a father's heart.
我们很感谢主啊，在这里有一些弟兄姊妹忠心劳苦的爱弟兄姊妹爱聚会。
We thank the Lord that among here we have some brothers and sisters who are very faithful in serving and loving each other.
那么我们在一起生活呢，我们知道一个家的家风啊，是从儿女的教养中看出来的。
And so as we gather together, we know that the atmosphere of the home can be seen and reflected from the children.
别人可能看不见我们的天父。
Other people may not visibly see our heavenly Father.
但是我们祷告说我们的天父，表示我们是神的儿女，对不对？
But then as we pray our Father in heaven, this shows that we are the children of our heavenly Father.
你我怎样生活，就表现出父在我们身上什么样的教养。
How you and I live on this earth shows us how our heavenly Father has been teaching us.
所以有些在教会生活久的人就有这样的经验。
Those who are more experienced in church life tells us.
有些人呢，我们刚到这个聚会，不知道谁是谁的孩子。
When we first come to this gathering, we don't know which children belongs to which parent.
但是呢，你如果认识了这个孩子呢，哎，以后遇见他父亲啊，我说难怪了，是不是啊？哈。
So if you know this child more, then later on when you meet the father, you say, ah, no wonder.
啊，我在聚会中就碰过。有一些年轻弟兄姊妹碰到人呢，非常的有这个恭敬的心。
Some of the children I see in our gathering, we see that they are very respectful to people.
他不管是大人小孩，他看见了，他一定打招呼，一定和别人有亲切的交谈。
Whether it's to adult or children, they also greet each other and they're very close to talk to each other.
有一次我遇见了他们的父亲，哦，我真是难怪了。
And I said, oh, no wonder his child is so good.
因为他的父亲就是这个样子。
Because his father was like that.
弟兄姊妹们，一个家的家风从儿女的教养就显出来了。
The atmosphere of the home can be reflected by the reflection of the children.
所以今天在不同聚会的弟兄姊妹聚在一起，味道都不一样，对不对？
So as you go to different gatherings, you can sense that the flavor is different.
因为每一个聚会他不知不觉，可能我们从来没有讲过，但是不知不觉你有一个家风在那里。
Maybe that has never been spoken about, but gradually somehow you can sense that.
我们常常谈我们自己聚会这个问题那个问题，不在做法上面，是在我这个人身上。
A lot of times we talk about this problem and that issue, but really it's not the method, but the problem is the person.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲到一个家是永远的，只有神的家。
We know that there's only one family that is eternal, and that is the family of God.
我们想，为什么今天在北美，神儿女们的聚会，跟200年前在这同一个地方神儿女们聚会不一样了呢？
We said, why is it such a big difference, the church in North America, than the ones that happened 200 years ago?
那是因为我们失落了那个家风。
It's because we lost that atmosphere of the home.
但是我也碰过一些弟兄姊妹。
But I've also met other brothers and sisters.
请原谅我讲一点我的经历。
Forgive me for sharing my experience.
我在侍奉中有好几次碰到从罗马尼亚来的基督徒。
In my service, quite a few times I met Christians from Romania.
他们来参加我们聚会。第一次聚完会就跑到前面来跟弟兄姊妹打招呼。
After their first meeting with us, they will come to the front at the end.
眼中带着眼泪。
With tears.
他说：“今天我们到这里来，像回家一样。”
This time we're here and we feel like we've come home.
有一个年轻弟兄，我还记得他的名字叫做 Christian， 就是基督徒的意思。他是拉丁文发音。
One brother from Romania, his name is Christian.
那么他告诉我说：“今天你讲的罗马书。”跟我们在罗马尼亚2000年来受的教导一模一样。
He says the The Roman that you expounded on is totally the same as the teaching that we received from Roman Miracle.
2000 years ago. 他说：“你知道我们为什么被称作罗马尼亚吗？”
He says, "Do you know why we are called the Romanians?"
你知道在拉丁文、在希腊文，一个名词后面加一个 ia。
You know, in Latin or in Hebrew, when the letter in the end ends with ia.
啊，就是小的意思。
Means small.
他说我们是小罗马。
We are the small Romanians.
我们就是在第四世纪的时候。
In the fourth century.
就是。罗马皇帝奥古斯都说他信了基督。
When Augustine at that time said he believed in Jesus.
结果呢，许多人为了讨皇帝的欢喜，他们不信主，也不认识真理，他们也进到教会。
But in order for them to please the king, they wanted to enter into the church.
结果教会就被玷污了。
And therefore the church was defiled.
里面就充满了拜偶像的方式来聚会。
Then there's a lot of different methods of idolatry.
啊，所以。那时候他们就是接受保罗写罗马书信的这些弟兄姊妹的后代。
Those are the descendants that accepted the writing of the book of Romans.
他们看见外面的教会已经失落了。
They were able to witness that the loss of the church from the outward sense.
所以这一班弟兄姊妹他们就离开了罗马。
So this group of saints left Rome.
他们要找一块呢没有人愿意去的地方。
They went to a place where nobody wanted to go.
你知道在南欧啊，最不好的一块土地就是现在的罗马尼亚，多山呢。
The place where there's a lot of mountains and not a very good place to go to was Romania.
他们就到了那地方，就定居在那里。
So they settled in Romania.
到今天，罗马尼亚的文字还是第一世纪的拉丁文。
The writings nowadays is still the Latin of the first century.
另外，我碰见一位老弟兄。
I met another elderly brother.
啊，他的名字叫做。叫做米迦勒。
His name was Michael.
他到我们中间聚会，第一次聚完会，他就跑来跟我握手。
He came to a meeting and after the first time he met, he came up and shook hands with me.
他告诉我说，他说你是弟兄吗
？He says, "Are you a brother?"
我说我是弟兄。
And I said, "Yes, I am."
他说阿门。
He says, "Amen."
他说我的父亲是侍奉主的人。
He says, "My father was also a servant of God."
他从来不准别人叫他牧师。
He would not allow anyone to call him.
虽然他在教会牧养弟兄姊妹
，although he pastored brothers and sisters.
他说，因为我们受的是使徒的教训
，but he received the training of the apostles.
真理在我们中间没有被扭曲，没有被遮蔽。
The truth was not distorted or blinded among us.
他说，牧师是个功用，不是个头衔。
Pastorship was a function and not a title.
他就差不多有一年的时间跟我们一起聚会。
So he met with us for almost a year.
他告诉我说，罗马尼亚就是那些为了维持这个家风不得不离开意大利的那一批神的儿女。
He says these Romanians are the people who want to sustain the truth, and therefore they had to leave Italy.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道神的家今天应该跟第一世纪出现一样的。
You know, the house of God should be the same as the time when it was expressed in the first century.
但是今天很多人用哲学、用理性、用心理学说我们不能守旧，我们要跟随时代。
But a lot of people wanted to say that we want to hold on to philosophies and psychology today to sustain ourselves in this age and time.
以至于使徒时代神的荣耀今天看不见了。
So that the glory in the time of the apostles are no longer
seen today. 是不是神改变了呢
？Is it because God has changed?
不是。
No.
是人心改变。
The heart of man has changed.
所以今天你我认识神的家，我们肯把自己献给主是非常重要的。
So therefore, it is so important that we come to know the house of God and that we are to consecrate ourselves to Him.
所以真正认识圣经的人，知道生命的道路的人。
Those who really know the scripture and who recognizes the way of God.
告诉我们说，我们把自己的身体献上当作活祭，这是一重生得救第一件事情。
Telling us that as soon as we're saved, we should consecrate our bodies as a living sacrifice.
如果你我今天在这个点上失落了，神的家就在我身上就失落了。
Today, if you and I fall short of this point, then the house of God has fallen short.
这是我们昨天下午交通的。
That's what we talked about yesterday.
我们知道我们要为教会负责的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We need to pray for the responsible brothers and sisters in the church.
求主把那为父的心 多多的赏赐给他们。
May the Lord greatly bless a father's heart to all of them.
也为着自己祷告。
And pray for ourselves.
主啊，让我在你的家中做一个有教养的儿女。
Lord, allow me to be an educated person in your house.
我们知道，我们今天出去是代表着神，代表着基督的。
Today, when we go forth, we represent God in Christ.
所以，这我儿子也在。
My son's here.
他年轻的时候有一段日子，他追求他自己的梦想。他昨天也做见证。
There's a certain time in his life that he wanted to pursue his own dream. He testified last night.
他有时候也发表一些东西在 internet 上面。
He also posted some things on the internet.
我是从来不看的。
I never.
妈妈去看的。
I saw it.
妈妈看了心里很不舒服，就跟他讲：“如果你再写这些东西，你就不要信博了。”
And so one time I said, if you post something like this again, do not give yourself a name board.
我们父神从来不会丢弃我们。
Our Father will never forsake us.
但是若是我们活不出他给我们的教养，弟兄姊妹，那叫父的心多难过。
But if we are not able to live out what we have been taught, this really grieves our Father's heart.
所以我们讲到神家建立和实行的时候，每天早上我们要起来到主的面前说：“主，我这个人属于你。”
So as we talk about the application of the building up of God's house, every morning when we wake up, we have to say, "God, I belong to you."
今天若是有一件事情抓我的心，我放不下的时候，求你提醒我，我是属于你的。
If there's anything today that is grabbing my heart that I cannot let go, please remind me that I belong to you.
我是献上归给你的人。
I have already offered up myself.
让你来做我的生命。
I want you to be my life.
从我活出你的自己。
Live out thy life within me.
好叫我能够成为一个器皿，彰显你自己。
So that I can be a vessel to show forth your glory.
弟兄姊妹，这才叫做真正的基督徒。
This is the true Christian.
不是你有什么特殊的经历。
It's not that you have a special experience.
弟兄姊妹，若有特殊，就是人看见你是属主的。
If there is a special one, then it must be of God.
从你身上，人可以感觉到那看不见的神是什么样子。
From your life, people can see our invisible God.
今天早晨我们讲到神家风的追求。
This morning we want to talk about the atmosphere of pursuing God in His house.
第一件事情
First of all,
是追求真理。
Pursuing after the truth.
请我们读几处的经文。
Let's go into the scriptures.
提摩太前书
First Timothy.
第三章
Chapter 3.
第十五十六两节
Verses 15 and 16.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
1 Timothy 3:15 and 16. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in a household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. And by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节
First Thessalonians 1:9
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God.
诗篇五十一篇
Psalm 51
第六节
Verse 6
你所喜爱的是内里诚实，我们就读这一句
Psalm 51:6 Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being.
这个 可以另外一个翻译是你所喜爱的是里面有真理。
Another translation should say what you desire is the truth in your innermost being.
啊，这英文的直接翻译就是你最里面的深处我可以找到真实的东西。
In the deepest part of yourself I can find something that is true.
那个真实的除了真理以外没有别的是真实的。
Outside of truth nothing else is true.
我们再看几处的经文。
Let's go into several other passages.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
John 8:44。
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth.Because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
罗马书第三章第四节。
Romans 3:4.
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
May it never be, rather let God be found true, though every man be found a liar as it is written.
啊，这个不如说神是真实的。也可以翻作不如说神就是真理。
We can say that God is the truth.
人都是虚谎的。
Man is falsehood.
然后我们再看约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John 14:6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
今天我们要特别着重在这里。耶稣说我就是真理。
Here we want to focus on Jesus saying that he is the truth.
我们看约翰福音三章三十三节。
John 3:33.
那领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的。
He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John 18:37.
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Pilate therefore said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
使徒行传二十章三十二节。
Acts 20:34.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
第几章？
二十章三十二节。
Chapter 20:32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
我们最后读提摩太前书第四章第六节。
1 Timothy 4:6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished in the words of the faith.And of the sound doctrine which you have been following.
最后讲到这个得了教育这个字。
The last word when it says sound doctrine.
好，
A good instruction.
好，这个一般的翻译呢，都把它我们认为是头脑得着了一些的知识。
some of the translation says in our head we receive some knowledge.
所以中文就把它翻成得着的教育。
And so the Chinese has that translation.
我们知道知识跟我们的为人是两码子事情。
We know that our knowledge and the way we live can be two different things.
在原文这个得了教育是说我们在生命上得着了喂养。
Originally, it really should say that the teaching that we receive we can be nourished.
我们生命上得着了滋润。
In our life, we have this nourishment.
好，我们有了力量。
We have strength.
生命长大。
Our life grows.
那个是神话语的功用。
This is the function of God's word.
好，我们今天早晨要讲到神的家风，在建立的时候，我们有一个追求，要追求真理。
So this morning we want to fellowship on in order to build up this atmosphere in God's house, we need to really pursue in God's word.
在保罗讲到这家就是永生神的教会之后,
After God, Paul says that this house is the church of the living God,
他说呢,永生神的教会有两个特点。
There are two special characteristics.
第一个特点,人在那里可以看见真理的见证, 所以他说是真理的柱石。
When we can see that the testimony of the truth, that's why he points it to the pillar of truth.
第二个点呢,到了教会里面呢,看见真理的丰富,所以他说是真理的储藏库,那根基啊,是一个地窖,里面装满了真理的丰富。
And so, on the other hand, we can see the abundance of that truth, and that is like the warehouse of all of the storages of his abundances.
那么第二件事情,
In the second
thing, 你来到教会就是神的家里面的时候,
When you come into the church, which is really the house of God,
你立刻感觉一个空气, 这个空气叫做神在肉身中显现, 那叫做敬虔。
You can see that atmosphere where God expresses among men or revealed in men, and that is the godliness.
有一个敬虔的空气。
We have that atmosphere of godliness.
我们虽然看不见神, 但是看见了神的儿女, 人仿佛就看见了神一样。
Although we cannot see God, but when we see God's children, it is as if you can see God.
弟兄姊妹,我们用神的话语来看看今天各个奉主名聚会,是不是这样?
And as we go into God's words, can we see that is this the way a lot of the gatherings are nowadays?
我们才知道我们是不是真正的有神的家和他的家风。
That we can truly examine, do we have the atmosphere of God's house?
刚才我们读到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Just now we read 1 Thessalonians.
保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹, 以前你们是活在黑暗的权势底下。
Paul told the people that in the past you lived under the power of darkness.
因为你们在拜偶像。
Because you were going
但是你们听见了福音以后,
But after you heard the gospel,
你们又归向了神。
You turned to God.
要侍奉那位又真又活的神。
To serve a living and true God.
我们的神就是真, 就是真理。
Our God is the truth as well as real.
其实在英文里面啊, 它就是一个 truth, 啊, 就是真实的。
It's just truth.
好, 我们中文的翻译啊, 觉得真还不够, 所以加个理啊, 总要说说理才真啊。
So the Chinese has one more character to it.
啊, 实际上不需要的。
It really doesn't need that.
神是真的神。
Our God is the God of truth.
所以神对他的儿女们, 也非常重视你我里面的真。
So therefore toward us, he really focuses on our truthfulness.
所以大卫在他犯了错, 他得罪了神, 他杀了人, 他犯了淫乱以后,
So after David committed adultery and he murdered, he said,
他悔改,
he repented.
他发现了, 这些罪, 这些得罪神的事, 叫他里面失去了真。
He realizes these sin and things that hurt the Lord, he lost the truth inside of him.
我们知道我们今天人呢, 都很世故的。
We care about how other people see us.
We are very sophisticated.
We're very sophisticated.
所以我们呢, 都是遮盖自己的罪。
We try to cover up our sin.
我们里面就不真了。
So we lost that written falsehood.
当大卫肯把他的罪认出来的时候, 诶, 他说了, 你所喜爱的是在我内心深处有真理。
So once when David repented and of his sin, he said, what you desire in our innermost being is truth.
大卫这个失败是失败在神的手中。
The failure of David fell into the hand of God.
为什么呢? 他悔改了。
Why? Because he repented.
所以神能够在他身上把神的性质放在他里面。
Therefore, God was able to place the nature of God into him.
换句话说, 他接受了父的管教。
In other words, he was able to accept the discipline of the father.
父的教养在他身上开始出现一点。
The teaching of the father was reflected in him.
我们讲到真的时候，
When we talk about truth,
我们必须要讲到为什么我们要讲真。
We have to say why we need to be true.
因为在这个世界中今天有了虚假。
Because in the world today there is falsehood.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他告诉这些守律法的这些法利赛人、文士和祭司长。
So when Jesus was on earth, he told the scribes and the Pharisees.
他说你们是说谎的。
You are lies.
因为你们呢做一套说一套。
Because you say one thing, you do the other.
你们不符合。
You're not in harmony.
因为你们呢的父亲就是魔鬼。
Because your father is a father of lies.
这个话相当严厉的。
It's a very solid.
今天我们传福音不敢讲这种话，对不对？
When you share the gospel, you dare not say.
那教会里面朋友们都走光了。
If you do that, the friends will all fly or run away.
但是主却把一个世界败坏的根源告诉我们。
But then Jesus tells us the root of the fallen nature of the world.
他说在魔鬼的里面没有真理。
He says, in the devil, there is no truth.
他出来的可能你听起来都很有道理，但是那是道理，不是真理。
What you hear is just a bunch of doctrines, may not be the truth.
都是谎言。
All are lies.
他说的是谎言，并且他是说谎之人的父。
He speaks lies, and he is the father of lies.
这个虚假的根源是从撒旦来的。
The root of hypocrisy is truth, in Satan.
我们知道撒旦呢，把谎言说给夏娃听，夏娃听进去了。
Satan spoke a lie to Eve, and Eve listened.
结果这个话在夏娃的里面，就使夏娃变得虚谎了。
And this word in Eve allowed her to become a lie.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天你我听别人说话，要非常的小心
So be careful when you hear what other people say to you.
我们都喜欢听人的好话，对不对？
You would like to hear good words.
但是好话不一定是真话。
But those good words may not be true words.
所以今天美国有一种叫做的白色的谎言。
So there's a thing called white lies.
这白色的谎言都是你喜欢听的。
White lies are things that you like to hear.
但是你接受进去以后，你这个人就变得虚谎了。
But if you accept these words into you, then you become a falsehood person.
这个虚谎呢，我们知道最后神要把它丢到火湖里面去的。
And at the very end, God is going to throw that into the lake of fire.
不仅撒旦要被丢到火湖里面去。
Not only Satan is thrown into the lake of fire.
21:8里面讲到那些下火湖的人是什么。
And Revelation 21:8 tells us what kind of persons are thrown into the lake.
其中有一个就是那些说谎的人，通通要丢到火湖里面去。
One of them are all liars are to be thrown into the lake that burns with fire.
我每次想到这个，我心里面就非常的感恩呐。
Every time I think of this, I'm so thankful.
因为虽然我信主了，我很多不真实。
Even though I become a believer, there's a lot of things that's false in me.
不真实啊，就是说谎。
Being falsely is that we lie.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉自己像法利赛人？
Do you feel that you're like a Pharisee?
有时候明明在家发了个脾气，但是因为我要去领司，我到了教会就一副笑脸。
Obviously, I threw a temper at home, but because I have to lead songs in the church, so I come
to the church
meeting,
I
have a smile.
对不起，祷告的时候又庄严又虔诚。
And so when you pray very piously.
所以有时候回到家就感觉自己很痛苦。
So when I go home, I feel very painful.
主啊，我这样怎么能服侍？
God, how can I serve this way?
我不是在装演戏吧？
I'm acting.
弟兄姊妹们，但是感谢主，主耶稣的血洗净我们。
I thank God because His blood cleanses me from all sins.
而且那个火湖的审判我已经脱落，越过去了。
And I have already passed the judgment of the lake of fire.
但是我们知道，今天世上如果人不接受主，在他国里面没有真理。
We know that the people in the world, if they do not have the Lord Jesus, there's no truth in him.
将来神的审判就是把他放在火湖里。
One of these days at the end, God will put him in the lake of fire.
我们也看见啊，当撒旦用谎言欺骗了人以后，
We can see that when Satan used lie to deceive man,
虚谎就进到人性的里面。
Falsehood enters into the heart of man.
所以今天的世界就是人骗我，我骗人。
So in the world today, people deceive each other.
没有一个社会，没有一个国家真的是活在真实的光景。
Not one society or nation is really living under truth.
所以有很多年轻人想要去参政。
参政。
enter into politics.
A lot of young people want to enter into politics.
他们去请教有经验的、人生历练的长辈。
And they seek after those who are more experienced elderly in the church.
大部分人都劝他们，你如果要做个好基督徒，不要参政。
They'd be encouraged that if you want to be a good Christian, do not touch
politics. 但是如果主把你摆在那个环境里面
，But if the Lord places into that environment,
你要受格外多的痛苦。
You'll have a lot of extra sufferings.
这两天我们晚上看但以理就是这样，他是不得已被摆在那个里面。
These several days, looking at the life of David, is that he was placed in that situation not by his own choice.
Daniel,
not by his own choice.
没有关系，慢慢讲啊。他在你看但以理每天的生活都像在火炉里面。
Every single day in the life of Daniel was like he was in his fire.
他周围的人充满了虚假。
That all the people around Daniel was full of falsehood.
他要维系那个真实。
He had to maintain the truth inside.
多不容易啊。
So difficult.
如果不是主。
If it wasn't the Lord.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
弟兄姊妹们，但是在这不可能的情况底下，我们才认识我们的神。
Only under such impossible situation we can come to know our God.
当人接受了撒旦的好话谎言人就变得虚谎。
When man accepts the good words and the lies of devil, then we become false.
虚谎一进到人的里面整个神预备的伊甸园就荒凉了。
And once when falsehood enters into man, that whole Garden of Eden will become desolate.
神一切的作为都垮掉了。
All of the work of God will be taken down.
这是仇敌非常厉害的。
This is very severe attack of the enemy.
他的谎言是针对神的真实来的。
Because the lies is targeting against the truth of God.
今天世界所有的这个苦难呢，归根究底就是真理与谎言在那里争了。
The greatest struggle today in the world is that there's a struggle between truth and lies.
所以今天我们人有时候活在这虚谎里，活久了真是痛苦。
It's very painful to live a long time under this falsehood.
不仅虚谎进入了人性。
Not only falsehood enters into the nature of man.
也进入了世界。
It enters into the world.
我在服侍主啊，碰到好多是真心信了主的弟兄，大部分都是弟兄。
Most of the brothers I've met in my service.
他们祷告，他们侍奉，真是比很多多年信主人还要好。
Their prayers and their services are so good.
但他就是不受浸。
But he refused to be baptized.
为什么
？Why？
因为他做生意。
Because he is in the business world.
他说我受了浸，我生意就不要做了。
If I go baptized, then I better quit my business.
是不是呢
？Isn't that true？
啊，今天我们学过商的就知道。
For those who are in the finance world, apart from even psychology,
怎么把别人口袋的钱变到我口袋里面来
？How can the money be in another person's pocket become and enter into my pocket？
这个世界就是这样。
This is the world.
充满了虚谎。
Full of falsehood.
我有一次问一些弟兄姊妹，我们中间从来没有在社会上被骗过的人，举手好不好
？One time I asked a gathering, how many of you who have never been deceived by the world, please raise your hand.
没有一个人举手。
Not one person.
个个都被骗过了。
We've all been lied to.
弟兄姊妹们，这多可怕、啊、
！So frightening.
我们今天天天活在这个环境里面，我们沾染了一身那个味道。
We live in this environment all the time, and so therefore we also carry a stench of that smell.
不仅如此
，Not only this,
虚谎也进到了神的儿女们中间。
Falsehood also enters into God's children.
使得服事又真又活的那个信仰变成了一个宗教。
So that the faith of the true and living God becomes a religion.
我们看见，在主耶稣在肉身中的时候
，When Jesus was in the flesh,
他就跟这些法利赛人到最后主敞开的讲你们法利赛人有祸了
and so at the end he had to openly tell the Pharisees woe to you
你们是假冒为善
you're all hypocrites、
啊、弟兄姊妹们法利赛人是犹太教里面最严谨的一个支派
the Pharisees are the strictest sect
但是主讲到他们里面的虚假
but then Jesus spoke of their hypocrisy
他们在犹太社会里面是最被人高举被人敬重的
and they were most worshipped and adored in that Jewish society
所以今天我们越多知道一些道理弟兄姊妹我们要越小心谨慎
so the more truth you know the more careful we need to be
免得我们真的落进宗教的那个 辖制的底下。
And we need to be avoided in, to be restricted in the oppression of religion.
虽然仇敌做了这么厉害的破坏。
Even though the enemy did such a terrible destruction.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神把他的儿子打发到地上来的时候。
When God sent his son into the world.
主耶稣能够宣告说我就是真理。
Jesus was able to proclaim to say, I am the truth.
而且当他在比拉多面前受审的时候。
When he was judged in front of Pilate,
比拉多问他,
Pilate asked him,
你是犹太人的王吗?
Are you the king of the Jews?
他说, 你说的是。
This is what you say is correct.
他说, 我为此而生。
For this I was born.
我来到地上, 我走这一遭是为真理做见证。
I come to the world so to be a witness of the truth.
他见证谁呢?
What did he witness?
见证父神是真的。
To witness that God is true.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是神在他儿女们中间要建立的家风。
This is the atmosphere that God wants to build up among His children.
弟兄姊妹，你我蒙恩得救了以后
，After you and I are saved，
那个虚谎的天性仍然在我们里面。
The nature of falsehood is still in our nature.
所以有的时候我们不知不觉还是会说了谎，对不对
？And unconsciously we just said a lie.
不知不觉还是为了自己利益去欺负别人。
And still you will just beat up other people for your own benefit.
但是回到家你独处的时候。里面有感觉了。
But when you go home, often you have that sense.
那个感觉是真。
That sense is true.
那个感觉是神自己。
And that sense is God Himself.
那个是圣灵的光照。
That is the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
昨天我们分组有一位弟兄讲。
When we were in our small groups, a brother said.
他觉得人生虚空没有意义。
He feels that life is very empty with no meaning.
在工作的环境里面很痛苦。
It's very painful in the work environment.
他来到教会。感觉到里面平静安稳。
He comes to church and he feels there's peaceful and rest.
接受了主。
He accepted the Lord.
接受主去上班呢，那个地方还是人家尔虞我诈的。
And even though he goes to work and that place is still very evil.
他有时候呢，也跟别人发脾气，也打斗。
Sometimes he also strives with others.
但是打斗完了，心里很痛苦。
And after these conflicts, his heart will be painful.
在工作环境没有办法，只好到洗手间去，自己一个人单独去面对主。
And because it's so painful in the office, he will go to the restroom to deal with it before the Lord.
在主面前一认罪。
Once he confesses before the Lord.
那个内里的真实回来了。
The inner truth comes back.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历呢
？Have you experienced this?
这就是主在你身上给你的教养。
This is the training that the Lord is training in you.
今天世界越有教养的人越会装饰自己。
In this world, the more educated person is, that person can really deck himself up.
神的家中越有神的教养的儿女越不会装饰自己。
In God's house, the person who is most nourished by the Lord, he will not deck himself up.
是不是呢
？Isn't that true?
你读提摩太前书。
You read First Timothy.
那可以说是保罗呢晚年要见主之前。最成熟的书卷之一了。
We can say this is one of the most mature writing of Paul in his later years.
保罗有没有装饰自己呢
？Did Paul put himself in a sense of hypocrisy?
他说，在罪人中，我是罪魁。
He says, I am the least among sinners.
Chief.
He is the chief of sinners.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
他感觉他犯罪，他永远都是跑在别人前面。
He's always the first one when it comes to sinning.
他一点都没有表现呢，我是圣保罗。
He never says I am Saint.
你知道今天宗教就把他变成圣了。
Religion nowadays calls him a saint.
弟兄姊妹们，神在他儿女们中间的教养是要把父的里面的性质种在你我的身上。
The teaching of God's children nowadays is that He wants to put the training of God the Father into Him.
感谢我们的主耶稣。
I thank our Lord Jesus.
他就是真。
He is true.
真理。
He is the truth.
你有没有主耶稣呢
？Do you have the Lord?
好，我们有主耶稣的人，我们就在神的家中追求真理。
If you have the Lord Jesus, you will want to pursue the truth in His house.
所以，当使徒时代，我们看见《使徒行传》二十章。保罗离开米利都和以弗所教会的长老们告别的时候。
So at the time when Paul was saying goodbye to the elders.
保罗是把他们交给谁呢
？Who did Paul place the people to？
保罗在祷告中把他们交给父神，交给神恩惠的话语。
He placed them into God the Father and the gracious word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，因为只有真理能够把神的儿女建立起来。
Only the truth can build up God's children.
如果你我里面有了真实基督的生命，你有真感谢赞美主。
If you and I really have the true life of the Lord Jesus, then we have to thank the Lord.
但是这个生命要长大，必须要真理来喂养。
In order for this life to grow, you must be nourished by the truth.
真理就是神的话语。
The truth is the word of God.
你必须要吃到神的话语里面，生命才得到滋养。
You must be able to eat the word of God so that your life can grow.
很可惜啊，今天很多爱主神的儿女们把圣经当作学问来研究。
Very sadly, a lot of God's children treat reading the Bible as one of the scholarly studies.
啊、弟兄姊妹们，我们就用头脑去解释神的话。
We use our mind, our head to explain God's word. 所以
产生出许多的混乱，许多的这个虚假的东西。
Therefore, we have a lot of confusion and falsehood.
我们需要对神的话语有一个准确的认识。
So we need to have a precise understanding of God's word.
好、啊，所以保罗告诉提摩太。
So Paul tells Timothy,
你将这些话语啊，这些事情常常提醒弟兄姊妹。
You need to point these things out to the brethren.
你就是耶稣基督的好仆人。
You'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus.
你就在那个真道的话语上面。
In the words of faith.
而且在向来所服从那美好的教导上面。
And it's the good instruction that you have been following.
你就得着了喂养，得着了滋润。
You'll be nourished.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在神的家中啊，我们要重视，而且要培养一个爱慕真理的风气。
In God's house, we need to really cultivate a beautiful environment to desire after God's word.
我们好好的读圣经。
Really read the Bible well.
我们知道早期啊，我七零年代，上个世纪七零年代到美国来。
In the 70s, I came to the States.
在美国那个时候，读圣经的人很多。
There were a lot of people who read the Bible well.
你在公众场合，很多人坐在那里安静的读圣经。
In a lot of public places, you see people reading the Bible quietly.
但是一有 iPad 以后，我就不知道了。
But after iPad is fashionable, I don't know.
有这个 Amazon 那个什么 Kindle.
Now that we have Kindle, I don't know.
因为他们在看书，但我不知道他在看什么书。
They're reading something, but I don't know what they're
reading. 因为读圣经呢，你都一看就知道这本书是圣经。
If you read the physical Bible, once you see it, you know it is the Bible.
在这个九零年代的时候，我开始有一点的出外的服侍。
In the '90s, I started to go out to serve.
有时候我在飞机场啊，我拿出圣经来读。
In the airport, I would take my Bible to read.
就有人跑来跟我打招呼，叫我 brother。
A person would come over to me and say, "Oh, brother."
我一看我不认识啊，怎么是我 brother?
I didn't know this person. How come he calls me brother?
I read the same book.
He says, "Oh, I read the same book."
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个家教。
This is the atmosphere of this house.
风气。
That atmosphere.
我很害怕，现在快要失落了。
I'm afraid that this may be a lost thing now.
现在有时候聚会，我看讲员都拿个 pad 上来了。
And I see the speaker also bring an iPad.
当然，它里面装的都是圣经。
Of course, it's the Bible inside.
但是在社会上，别人就看不出来了，对不对
？But then in the world, people cannot.
因为他们也是一头看呐、啊。
Because they also read on the pad. We don't know what it is.
我不是守旧哈。
It's not that I'm just an ancient guy.
但是我是觉得，读主的话语哈、啊，有一本圣经在手上是美丽的。
But I think having a Bible in front of you, a physical Bible, is a good thing.
好，我们今天所以要多讲一点关于读圣经方面。
So let's spend more time in elaborating on it.
我们知道读圣经跟主耶稣是不能分开来。
We need that reading the Bible and the Lord Jesus cannot be separated.
在一个神的儿女们的聚集中。
In the gathering of God's people.
我们奉主耶稣的名。
In His name.
我们第一个要恢复的就是神的话语在这个家中。他的地位。
It's the place of the word of God in this house.
在每一个来聚会弟兄姊妹的心中，他该有的地位，他要恢复。
He is to restore the place of God's word in all of our hearts.
在整个聚会，我们的讲台的安排，还有平时话语的交通上面，他必须要有地位。
in the arrangement of the podium and our daily lives, reading the Word of God must have its place.
这个听起来好像是理所当然的。
It seems to be something that you ought to know.
但是实际上你就看看今天神儿女们聚会。
But in actuality, as we look at the assemblies nowadays,
神的话语只不过是聚会节目中的一个装饰品而已。
The Word of God becomes part of the decoration of the program in the church.
讲台上讲到很多的笑话，很多社会新闻。
The messages have a lot of jokes and a lot of social news.
请个执事上来，今天的经文读一遍就完了。
The deacons will come up to read a Bible verse, and that's it.
是不是呢？ 非常多这样的情况。
A lot of these happenings.
我在一个大学城服侍了好多年。
I served in a university town for many years.
我底下很多年轻的学生。
A lot of young students.
也有一些是学者，访问学者。
Some visiting scholars.
有一个弟兄啊。 他以前在远东是一个电视台的新闻主播。
One of the brothers was a news reporter of a TV station.
我们常常在一起，生活上有交通。
We have a lot of sharings in our daily life.
所以他跟我熟了以后，他有一天就跟我讲，伯弟兄，我跟你提个建议。
And after we knew each other more, he says one day, Brother Paul, I have a suggestion.
他说我是从我的专业经验跟你提这个建议。
And I want to suggest because of my expertise in my work.
然后你在讲台上讲到不要失去弟兄姊妹的这个注意力的话。
And he says you cannot lose people's attention when you speak.
你讲越短越好。
The shorter the better.
20分钟。
20 minutes.
而且每一分钟换一个 subject。
And every minute you need to change your topic or subject.
为什么？他说我们
I said why?
我们播新闻的画面呢，不能超过30秒的。
Because when we broadcast the news, every single news cannot be more than 30 seconds.
你超过30秒，别人就换台了。
If it goes over 30 seconds, people will change channels.
哎呀，我说没办法了，主的话语就是这样。
That's the word of God.
好，所以有一次我讲了，我说我希望我能讲短的道。
And so I said, well, I wish I can preach a shorter sermon.
后来有一个美国老姊妹，她以前是个宣教士。
An elderly sister, she once was a missionary.
她跑来跟我交通。
She came up to me.
她伯弟兄,
and she said, Brother Paul, go ahead and preach.
她说我小的时候在美国长大。
She says, as I grew up in America,
我们聚会一天到三个钟头。
One message is 3 hours.
大人小孩都一起坐着，没有人动。The
adults and the children all step together, nobody moves. We all pay attention.
神的话语在神儿女们中的地位，今天开始失落了。The
place of God's word in our heart now is starting to get lost.
我们用神的话语来谈地上的哲学。We
use God's words as a channel to talk about the earthly philosophy.
来讲今天的科学。
Talk about the science of today.
来讲社会上的问题,
social issues.
我们把神的话放在次要的地方,
and then we put God's words in the secondary place.
所以今天一点点事情, 神的家就动荡。
So when any little thing happens, the whole house is shaken.
圣经是启示神自己的一卷书。
The scripture is to inspire and reveal God.
如果你不读圣经, 你所有个人的经历很可能是仇敌的欺骗。
If you do not read the Bible, all of your personal experiences may be a deception from the enemy.
我们不是说我们没有启，我们不相信启示。
We cannot, of course, we're not saying that we don't believe in revelation.
但是今天所有圣灵的工作，它是来为真理做见证。But
all of the work of the Holy Spirit is to testify of the truth.
所以圣灵被称作真理的灵。Therefore,
the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
你去读约翰福音14章到16章。
When you read John 14 to 16,
那是主耶稣介绍圣灵的身位和工作的最标准的讲论。
It's the most perfect example of it, speaking of the personality and the character work of the Holy Spirit by Jesus.
主耶稣一开头就讲到圣灵是真理的圣灵。
From the very beginning, Jesus said the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以若是没有圣灵来带我们读圣经，我们就不会认识神。
Without the Holy Spirit coming in to guide us to read the Bible, we cannot know God.
圣经启示神的自己。
The Bible reveals God himself.
并且也启示神他心中永远不改变的旨意。
As well as the never changing purpose of God.
为什么要有宇宙？
Why do we have universe?
为什么人要活着？
Why do we live?
人离开世界去哪里？
After we die, where do we go?
圣经有答案。
The Bible has answers.
为什么耶稣基督死？
Why did Jesus die?
他复活是什么意思？
What does it mean when he is resurrected?
因为他要得着教会。
Because he is to gain the church.
教会不仅仅是时间中的神儿女们的一个聚集。
A church is not just a gathering in time.
他要被带到永远里面去。
It will be brought into eternity.
那是神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你读不读圣经，你不会明白。
If you do not read the Bible, you will not understand this.
你不读圣经，你也不会认识。
Without this, you will not know.
第二个。
Secondly.
圣经是指导。并且衡量教会一切事物的唯一准则。
And the Bible is the one and only guidance and measurement of the church.
弟兄姊妹，教会该走什么样的路？
What kind of a way the church is
to walk on? 我们知道今天神的儿女们有各式各样的路摆在面前。
There are all kinds of different ways that God's children can walk.
有的人追求知识的路。
Some people want to pursue the way of knowledge.
所以他去读神学。
So that he will go into seminary.
啊，神学还不够，再读个哲学。
Or later on to go into philosophy.
哲学不够，再读个科学。
And later on to go into science.
姊妹们，头越大就觉得越属灵。
The bigger the head, the more spiritual we feel.
是不是？
Is that true?
好像身份就高人一等。
As if you have a higher status.
这是不是教会该走的路呢？
Is this the way the church should walk?
也有人有了一个特殊的经历，确实是美好，是出于主的。
Of course, a person may have a very beautiful experience, and that is of the Lord.
就把这个经历，希望别人也得着。
And he's hoping that other people can have the
same experience. 这个爱心，这个善意是好的。
It's a good heart.
但是是不是神要给他的，我不管。
But whether or not this is what God wants to give him, I don't care.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人的有个别性的。
We all have our individuality.
所以主耶稣讲，他认识我们是照着名字来认识你。
That's why Jesus says he knows us and calls us by our names.
我们有个别性就知道。
Because we are all individuals.
一个人需要这个养分，那个人可能需要另外一个养分。
This person needs this nutrition, the other person needs that.
但是我们不管，我们只要好，我就通通要把大家统一起来。
But we ignore that, we just want to give it to everybody.
所以我们走经历的路。
So we go the way of experience.
今天很多追求灵恩弟兄姊妹就是在经历上面非常的强调。
And a lot of people like to go under the Pentecost experiences.
好，弟兄姊 charismatic,
charismatic
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见只有你读圣经的时候才发现主把一条生命的路摆在我们前面。
But then when you go into the Bible, you realize that the Lord has placed us into the way of life.
因为神一切的作为最后他要收获的是生命。
Because all of God's work in consummation is life.
就是在你我身上他找到了他儿子耶稣基督的形象。
And that is in you and I, he can find the image of Jesus Christ's son.
在教会中间他找到了羔羊的那个妻的羔羊的本性。
And in the church you can find the nature of the bride, the lamb.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这些只有你读圣经你才能够平衡过来。
Only when you read the Bible then you can be more balanced.
是教会的道路和教会事务一切的安排唯一的准则。
All of the ways and arrangements of the church, this is the one and only measurement.
这是圣经在教会中，在神儿女们心中该有的地位。
And this is the place of the scripture in the church.
圣经也是所有圣徒主观经历的正确引导。
And the Bible is also our accurate guidance in all of our experiences.
好，我基督徒啊，我们得着真理必定带我们进入真理的实际。
As we receive the truth, we will be led into the truth.
啊，这个真理的实际在我们身上出现，那就是属灵的经历。
When the reality of the truth is expressed, then we will have the spiritual experience.
你知道，仇敌有时候会把看起来相同、类似的这个表现放在人身上。
Sometimes the enemy will play something that looks like the spiritual experience.
但是却不是真理的实际。那个不是属灵经历。
But yet it's not the reality of the truth, and so therefore it is not a spiritual experience.
所以我们看见呢，在拜偶像的时候，那些拜偶像的先知也会说方言的。
And so in times of idolatry, those prophets who are saying they can also speak in tongues.
所以今天我们在这些点上面要非常留意的。
So we need to really pay attention to this.
圣经告诉我们说，撒旦会怎么呢？
The Bible says, what does Satan know to do?
装作光明的天使。
He can disguise himself as an angel of light.
你看见了，你会以为这个不得了了。
You think, wow, this is something.
但是他把你整个人生误导出去。
But then he would deceive your whole life.
这是非常危险的。
Very dangerous.
如果圣经在你我身上没有这个地位， 你就没有办法分辨。
If the Bible does not have a rightful place in your heart, you will not discern.
我们需要认识真理。
We've got to know the truth.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
当我们好好读圣经的时候。
When you read the Bible.
你圣经给我们许多宝贵的真理和答案。
It will give you a lot of very precious answers.
圣经启示整个宇宙是怎么来的。
And the Bible reveals the origin of the whole universe.
在时间中整个历史是怎么进展的。
In time, how the whole history develops.
最后呢，这个历史和宇宙怎么结束？
And how does the whole history and the creation end?
弟兄姊妹，今天物理学家一天到晚要讲宇宙怎么来的。
A lot of times the physicists will explain how the universe comes about.
圣经很清楚就告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
神创造天和地。
God created the heaven and earth.
而且地被毁坏了以后，受审判以后，神回来恢复。
And after the earth is destroyed, God will come back to restore.
所以人类出现在地上啊，其实是地球早就存在很久了，最后才出现。
And it's really when the universe, the creation was already exist for a long time, and then the human came about.
人是怎么来的？
Where does man come from?
人里面到底受造的等次是什么？
What is the order of our created being?
救恩在我们身上是怎么经历的？这个过程是什么？
What is the process and experience of salvation?
只有圣经给我们有这个答案。
The Bible will tell us.
弟兄姊妹们，甚至告诉我们说，你看不见的那个属灵的宇宙是真实的。
And even tells you that the spiritual world is invisible that you cannot see, but it's real.
所以圣经告诉我们说，在属灵的世界里面呢，神造了天上的诸灵呢。
And so we see that in the spiritual world, God has created all the spirits.
那就是天使。
And that of the angels.
那有一个天使长堕落了，成为神的对头，就是撒旦。
And one angel had fallen, and he became Satan himself.
那么撒旦今天呢，在世界上面呢，就迷惑人，叫全世界握在他的手下。
And so therefore, Satan has confused all men, and they have been under his control.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不读圣经，
if you do not read the Bible,
如果圣经在我们身上没有他该得着的尊重，
and the Bible does not have its rightful respect,
就是你读了，我们也不相信。
Even if you read it, you will not believe.
今天有很多基督徒不相信有地狱的，
a lot of Christians nowadays do not believe in hell,
也不相信审判的。
All judgments.
这叫做新派的基督徒。
These are the new,
我就碰过一
new Christians.
碰过一些。
I've seen some of them.
他告诉我们说，神就是爱啊。
He said, "Oh, God is love."
他说，圣经上讲的那个审判是吓唬人，免得人做坏事。
And the judgment that the Bible mentions just to scare people so people will not do bad things.
他们有一套很完整的理论呢，来解释自己的这个观念。
They have a very complete way of explaining things.
弟兄姊妹们。神的话语维系万有。
God's word maintains all things.
如果你把真理从人类的社会拿掉的话，这个社会立刻垮台。
If you depart truth from this today, then everything will fall.
如果真理在神的儿女们中间不受重视，这个聚会一定是被仇敌辖制。
If the truth is not respected among God's people, then the church will be also under the enemy.
第二个点。
Secondly,
我们要建立良好的读经的生活和聚会。
We need to build up a good Bible reading daily living as well as church life.
教会的读经生活，教会的讲台要根据神的话语。
The Bible study groups as well as the messages must be based on God's word.
这好像是初信的造就一样。
This seems like a basic truth.
但是我觉得对我们多年信主弟兄姊妹也是一个很好的提醒。
But it's a good reminder for those of us who have been believers for many years.
我们知道很多神的儿女们用各种的方法读圣经。
A lot of Christians use different methods to read the Bible.
我在年轻对主有心一点的时候。
When I was young and I had a heart.
就有很多年长弟兄姊妹。要帮助我读圣经。
A lot of elderly brothers wanted to teach me and show me how to read the Bible.
我记得有一个年长弟兄啊，特别从东岸飞到西岸来，给我一大张的书单。
A brother from the east came to the west coast to give me a long list of books to read.
还有人呢，寄了一个信封的书，这个 publisher 的这个。到哪里去可以买到好的属灵参考书。
And I even got a catalog from a publisher to tell me where to go to buy books.
哎，我也试着做过。
I tried it.
读书多啊，这个身体疲倦。
When I read the book, by book more than I get tired.
真的是疲倦。
It's true.
我曾经为了下决心好好读希伯来书。
Because I wanted to read the book of Hebrews.
我姊妹在我生日的时候就给我买了一本希伯来书注释。
I bought him a commentary on Hebrew.
哎呀，那真是，我现在看我那个时候读希伯来书的，那个真是用蝇头小字坐在图书馆里面，一天呢读一节都读不完。
I will spend the whole day to study one verse, and it wasn't enough.
啊，真是读的疲倦的不得了。
It was very tiring.
那么后来又有一个姊妹很爱主敬虔。
Later on, there's a sister who really loved the Lord.
她跟我讲，她说你读经啊，早上一起来就跪下来。
She says, when you get up in the morning, just get on your knees and read.
不要读整篇的。
Don't read the whole chapter.
就一句话就不住的读，不住的读完就祷告。
Read this one verse over and over again and pray.
我也这样子实行了一段日子。
I tried that for a period of time.
我记得我那个时候是用了彼得前书来读的。
I tried it in First Peter.
那里给我很大的帮助。
It was very helpful.
但是后来哈。
But afterward.
我慢慢的听有一些弟兄姊妹的交通。
Later on, I heard other people fellowshipping on it.
有另外一位姊妹，老年长的姊妹教导我。
Another elderly sister taught me.
她说我读圣经啊，她说主没有给我恩赐讲道。
She says the Lord has not given me the gift to preach.
主也没有给我很多的启示和悟性。
A lot of revelation.
但是我每天打开圣经，都到圣经里面遇见主。
But every day when I opened up the Bible, I met the Lord in His Word.
我们就问他，那你是怎么遇见主的？
So I said, well, how?
他说我在要读圣经以前。我就安静我的灵来亲近他。
She says, before I read, I will quiet down my spirit to draw near to him.
他说，直到我的心灵里面丰满地感觉到主的同在。
Until in my spirit, I fully feel, can feel his presence.
我就打开主的话来。
Then I open up his words.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很宝贵的窍门。
This is a very precious way.
每一次我们读圣经，若是都这样，你就是与主相会。
Every time you use this method to read the Bible, you will meet the Lord.
其实在教会聚会开口说话也应该这样。
It should be the same when you start to speak in the church.
没有主的同在，不要说话。
Without God's presence, don't speak.
我年轻的时候，年长弟兄姊妹讲，你以后上讲台机会很多。
When I was young, the elderly brother says, later on, you'll have a lot of opportunities to be on the podium.
如果没有主的同在，就是你准备得很好，上去都不要讲话。
Even if you have prepared a lot, but without his presence, don't speak.
我有一次真这样。
One time, I was like this.
那个领诗歌弟兄都要把时间交给我了，我还没有主的同在。
The song leader said, I'm going to give the time to Brother Paul, and I did not feel God's presence.
因为我感觉那一次聚会啊，像鸿门宴一样。
And I felt that that meeting just was not right.
啊，弟兄姊妹是借着这个聚会啊，他们有一件事情要跟我办交涉。
People wanted to use that meeting as a channel to discuss something with me.
我心里面很害怕。
I was very fearful.
我害怕我自己肉体会出来。
I was fearful that my flesh would come out.
我害怕我这个人呢会站不住。
I was fearful that I could not stand.
所以不敢起来。
I dare not stand up.
我跟主说，主啊，等一下我上去要道歉，我今天没话讲，我就下来。
And then I said, Lord, when I get up on the podium, I'll just have to apologize and get out.
但是很奇妙。
Amazingly.
啊，就是祷告的时候。
As I prayed.
忽然之间，主的灵降下来。
Suddenly, the Spirit of God came into me.
弟兄姊妹，主的同在非常重要。
God's presence is very important.
不然呢？什么样的人就读出什么样圣经的解释。
Otherwise, one type of person will read forth one type of explanation.
我们需要主的同在。
We need God's presence.
你发现有主的同在，读主的话真是亲切，真是滋润。
You will realize that with God's presence, reading His words can be very nourishing.
所以我们来聚会前，特别服侍弟兄姊妹，要先祷告。
So when we come to the meeting, especially those who need to serve, you must pray.
一个好的聚会是弟兄姊妹去进来以后，大家都要么个别祷告，要么几个人一起祷告。
A good gathering is when people come together, maybe individually or as a group, we need to pray.
你会发现这个聚会空气不一样。
Then you realize that the atmosphere is different.
主的同在会非常的真实。
God's presence can become very real.
如果大家进来都聊天。
If everybody come in and all chit chatting,
要不然谈事情
discussing one thing,
要不然呢我们就做自己的事情
or you do your own thing.
你想想看，我们的心又冷又硬，你怎么可能遇见主呢？
If your heart is cold and hard, how can you meet the Lord?
所以神的家风，神家的家风的建立，跟我们的实行很有关系的。
So the atmosphere of God's house is very intimately related to how we apply it.
我今年去香港服侍那边的年轻人。
This year I went to Hong Kong to serve in a youth conference.
会后我跟他们讲，你们真是维持这个家风非常的好。
At the end of the conference, I told the brothers that the atmosphere here is wonderful.
他们这一次聚会，年轻人最年轻人13岁。
The youngest person that attended was 13. He was just baptized.
就在第一排。
He was in the first row.
他们一进来就三两个就围在一起，小声的祷告。
Two or three people would pray together.
所以领诗歌弟兄上去的时候，全场那个属灵的空气是热的。
When the song leader stood up to lead the singing, the whole atmosphere was already very warmed up.
弟兄姊妹，读圣经也是这样。
The same with reading the Bible.
听主的话语的交通也是这样。
Listen to the fellowship of God's worship.
我们每一个人要提醒自己，也提醒弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家中要这样生活。
We need to remind ourselves as well as each other that this is the way we ought to live.
那怎么样才算把圣经读好呢？
How can we then read the Bible well?
有的人把圣经背了好多遍。
Many people memorize the scriptures many times.
我们知道有一些爱主的弟兄们呢，他们一生有一个心愿，要把圣经读一百遍。
Some of those who love the Lord have maybe a desire to read the Bible 100 times.
啊，不仅是普普通通读，他们是熟的，甚至每一节都会背的。
Memorizing well every single verse.
你我今天可能我们都没办法那么做到。
Maybe you and I cannot do it now.
但是呢，读经确实有一种情况。显出你是把圣经读好。
But there's a way to show that you have read well.
我想第一个点啊。
First of all.
就是你读到不要读很多，读到哪里你可以把它用在你的生活中。
You don't need to read a lot in volume, but wherever you read, you can apply those into your daily life.
我回想我早年信主的生活。
In my early years.
虽然我对主没有心哈。
Although I did not have the heart to.
但是有几句圣经的话在我身上了，确实我用在生活里面。
There are several verses that I was able to apply in my daily life.
有一句话主耶稣讲了，你们祈求的就得着。
One word that Jesus said is, "Seek and you will find."
你们寻找的就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门的就给他开门。
Knock will be opened unto you.
那时候我是一个年轻学生呢。
I was a young student.
很好玩的。
And I was very playful.
每次到考试就怕得要命。
When it comes to testing, I was very scared. Before taking my exam, I prayed.
考试一个礼拜我就读书了。
And the week before exam, I will start to study.
主啊，你答应过，祈求的就得着。我求你啊，我读到的都是老师要考的。
And I said, Lord, because you say whatever you ask, you answer. So everything I study, may these be the test questions.
弟兄姊妹，我虽然这个人呢不对哈。
Although this person was wrong.
但是你相信主，主还是。
If you
你照着他的话来接受他，主尊重的。
Accept him according to his words.
所以主就照着我的光景来加恩典给我。
So the Lord is gracious according to my condition.
弟兄姊妹们，我想每一个弟兄姊妹都会在生活中可以用得上神的话。
We can all be able to apply something of what the Lord says.
我再讲两个事情。
Two other things.
另外一件事情就是我有的时候会被别人刺激就发脾气。
Sometimes I can be stirred up by others, so I get angry.
个性很急躁。
I'm very impulsive.
主告诉我们说，你不要发脾气。
The Lord says, "Don't throw a temper."
我记得我结婚以后，我妻子常常跟我讲。
After I got married, my wife tells me many times.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not be angry after the sun set down.
白天还是会发怒，但是不能含着怒。
You can be angry during the day, but not after the sunset.
主就在这个点上教我好多好多年。
The Lord uses this to teach me.
第三个事情。
Thirdly.
有的时候啊，我觉得我对，那个人错。
I feel that I'm right, that person's wrong.
我不能赦免他。
I cannot forgive him.
弟兄姊妹，这真是很难啊。
This is so hard.
这都是我在青年时候遇见的事情。
These are things I met in my younger days.
那个不能赦免，特别你越亲近的人，你越不能赦免。
Especially those who are close to you, it's hard to forgive.
那个时候主开始教导我。
Then the Lord started.
怜悯是向审判夸胜的。
Mercy can boast to judgment.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这些话真的是有能力啊。
These words are so powerful.
你读圣经开头的时候就是这么零零碎碎的，没有关系。
At first, these will be very fragmented, but it's okay.
但是每一句话你吃进去了，就是你的。
But every time you eat these words, they become yours.
你经历过了，你就得着基督了。
You experience that you gain Christ.
这个是读好圣经。
This is to read the Bible.
今天我们都想一到读经聚会，我就像某个弟兄一样，从头到尾这一章圣经讲什么，纲要是什么，重点是什么？弟兄姊妹，不要羡慕那个。
You cannot admire other people how they read and study.
你能够读出喂养来滋润你的，你就得着了信心的话语。
If you're able to read nutrition and nourishment out of it to help you, then you gain it.
你就得着了那个纯正美好的教导。
You'll be able to receive that pure and wonderful teaching.
那么再往前进一步。
Going forward.
我们对圣经开始熟悉一点。
Now that you're more familiarized with the Bible.
圣经的思想变成我的思想。
The thought of the scripture becomes your thought.
所以基督徒蒙恩得救以前，可能对于这件事情觉得是对的。
For those we, before we become a Christian, we think that this is the way this thing ought to be.
信了主以后还是这样的思想，还是认为那个是对的。
After you believe in the Lord, you still have the same thing.
但是你读圣经慢慢熟悉了，圣灵做工了，你的思想开始像圣经的思想。
But as you become more familiarized with God's word, and gradually the thinking or the mind of the scripture becomes your mind.
其实圣经的思想就是神的思想。
The minds and the thoughts of the scripture is really the mind of God.
神的思想就是属灵的思想。
God's minds are spiritual thoughts.
我们就开始对这件事情有了不同的看法。
Then you have a different sense toward this one issue.
所以保罗讲，你们以前呢，活在罪恶过犯中啊，不觉得那件事可羞耻的。现在呢，因为有了圣经的思想，一想到就觉得这个是可羞可耻的。
In the past, when you live in your sin and transgression, you do not feel that this is shameful. But now that you are, you realize that this particular issue is a shameful thing.
以前那样做呢，觉得自己很风光，很有面子。现在一想到就觉得，哇，那是我的丑陋啊。
In the past, you think that when you do something like this, you are very boastful and proud. But now, when you think of it, you realize that this is your shame.
弟兄姊妹，这个是属灵的长进，家风在我们身上有了教养。
This is a spiritual growth, and that the atmosphere of the house now has nourished you.
弟兄姊妹们，再往前讲一点。
Going forward,
我们好好读圣经呢，久了以后，有些道理就开始听得懂了。
As you read the Bible well, gradually you can understand some of the messages.
是什么意思呢？你里面有启示了。
You start to have revelation.
有属灵的悟性。
You have your spiritual mind.
开始明白神的旨意。
You start to understand God's will.
我早期啊，听有一些道呢。我只觉得聚会好得不得了，到底这个人讲什么我听不懂。
In my early years I said, wow, this is a good sermon, but what did I really understand? I didn't know.
我讲1975年离开台湾那个夏天。
That summer in 1975 when I left Taiwan.
我知道我到美国来啊，会在属灵上受很大的考验。
I knew that I would be tested spiritually.
所以我就去参加好的特会。
I went to a very good summer conference.
我去参加一个大专学生的青年特会。
I went to a youth conference.
啊，那次一个讲员是从英国请来的，这个Roger Foster 弟兄。
Brother Roger Foster from England came.
他是一个很爱主、非常熟悉圣经的人。
He was a dear brother who really knows the scripture.
啊，他早期呢，他跟斯百克弟兄一起读圣经。
He studied the scripture together with Brother Sparks.
啊，那一次啊，他五天的信息把约翰福音翻来覆去讲了五遍。
That day in five, that summer in 5 days, he shared on the Gospel of John 5 times.
我想我这个大学毕业了，要出去读研究生，头脑是思想受过开发的。
I felt that I have a pretty good brain because I'm already a college grad.
那次聚会真是听不懂。
But that summer conference, I could not understand a thing.
他讲的到底是什么东西啊
？What's he talking about?
他说：“看呐、啊，神的羔羊。”
He says, "Behold the Lamb of God."
这个印象在我里面非常深刻。
I was deeply impressed in what he said.
他说：“主耶稣走路啊，就吸引人了。”
When Jesus walked, he attracted people.
因为他把羔羊的样子走出来了。
Because he was able to walk the image of
the Lamb. 所以我们就学羔羊走路啊。
So we learned to walk the Lamb.
结果一发起脾气来，还是像条龙一样。
But then when we saw a shepherd like a dragon.
啊，不过那个印象在我身上种下来40多年，我一直寻求主啊，什么是羔羊
？So because that impression deeply impressed in my mind. I thought to myself, what is a lamb?
过去十五年开始，主把这个意念活化在我里面。
The last 15 years, the Lord brought this back again into my heart.
我才发现这是一个神永世的思想。
And I realized this is God's eternal thought.
如果你有羔羊的生命，你就有君王的资格。
If you have the life of a lamb, you will have the qualification of a king.
你能活出羔羊，你就像君王一样。
If you can live out like a lamb, you will live like a king.
因为启示录最后宝座上坐的是羔羊。
Because at the very end, sitting on the throne in Revelation is the lamb.
那些与羔羊一同掌权的都必须像羔羊。
Those who reign with the lamb will be like the lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道圣经里面很多宝藏啊。
There's a lot of promises in the Bible.
唯有你的生命到了那个地步，启示亮光就打开来了。
When your life reached to that point, the life of revelation will be open to you.
而且直接影响你这个人，并且借着你服侍别人。
And it will directly influence you, and through that you can serve others.
弟兄姊妹，这是建立良好的属灵读经的生活，聚会的生活。
This is to build up a good Bible reading life in our church meeting.
所以今天如果你来，你想谈谈世界局势的，如果主说不要讲，你就不要说。
Today, if you want to talk about social things, and the Lord says don't talk about it, then don't.
如果你脑筋里面什么稀奇古怪的问题啊，主说不要问了。你免得去把别人的思想弄混乱了，就不要问了。
If you have any weird questions, and the Lord said, "Don't ask them because you'll confuse other people," then don't ask.
你知道今天仇敌用各种的好奇心来破坏神家的风气。
The enemy uses all kinds of curiosities to destroy God's house.
请原谅我讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
有的时候我们做一点见证，主对我说话。
Sometimes we have a testimony that the Lord speaks to me.
一聚完会就有一个弟兄来问我，一个老姊妹来问我。
At the end, an elderly sister.
他说我是讲潮州话的，主耶稣会不会讲潮州话
？I speak 潮州 language dialect, and is that how Jesus speaks too?
我说如果你只懂潮州话，主一定跟你说潮州话。
And I said if that's the only dialect you know, that's how you will understand.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上带领非常真实。
The guidance from our Lord is very real.
但是我们却不需要用人的好奇心。
But we don't need to use our curiosity's sake.
为着时间缘故，我快一点讲。
Because of time, I need to go on.
接下来呢，我们要认识圣经的本性质是什么。
We need to know the original nature of the scripture.
圣经的本质和它的目的是什么。
And its very purpose.
我们知道主耶稣就是神的话语成为肉身。
We know that Jesus is Word becoming flesh.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节就告诉我们，道成了肉身。
In the very beginning of the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh.
他就是那起初原有的生命的话语。
He is the beginning of the Word.
主耶稣道成了肉身了，他把那个话从人的生活中活出来。
And because the Word became flesh, therefore He was able to live out in the flesh.
刚刚我们唱那首诗歌讲到，神的话语是什么？是活道 ，living Word.
And so the song we just sang says He is the living Word.
是有生命的话语。
These are the words with life.
那么今天主教给我们的圣经呢
？The scripture that God has given to us.
是用人的言语文字记载下来神的道。
Is recorded in the word of man, the word of God.
这是我们先要认识的。
This is something we need to understand.
这两个不能分开来。
These two things are inseparable.
所以主耶稣讲了，整本圣经是为他做见证。
The whole scripture is to testify of the Lord Himself.
犹太人读圣经，没有基督在他们面前，他们读到的就是律法规条。
The Jews read this, and what they read was the laws because they did not have Christ.
他们再高级一点，就变成宗教哲学。
In a higher level, became a philosophy of religion.
成为一个坚固的犹太教。
And became a very stubborn Jewish rule.
主耶稣说，他们每安息日诵读摩西的经，却不肯到我面前。
So every Sabbath they read the law of Moses, but they fail to come before me.
因为这个经是为我做见证。
Because the scripture is to testify of me.
所以我们看见神的话把基督的见证赐给我们。
God's word is to give us the testimony of Christ.
什么是基督的见证？
What is the testimony of Christ?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有时候觉得这些话好像很好讲，但是在我身上怎么用呢？
It's easy to say and talk about, but how do we use it?
有一个弟兄他这样的解释。
One brother explained it this way.
这英国的史百克弟兄。
brother sparks from
England. 他说你读圣经啊，读到一个属灵的原则，
he、
那个原则就是基督的意义。
When you read the scripture and you read of a spiritual principle, then Jesus Christ is that very principle.
比如说我们讲到今天啊，很多事情临到我们，困扰我们。
Let's say a lot of things today is very confusing to us.
啊，我们不知道。有人告诉说你可以这样做，有人告诉说你不该这样做。
People say you ought to do this, you cannot do that.
那我到底怎么办呢？
Then what do I do?
好，有一次我读到西西家的故事。
One time I read the story of Hezekiah.
我们知道西西家啊，神听了他的祷告，解了耶路撒冷的那个被亚述王、亚述帝国的围困。
God heard the prayer of Hezekiah and took away the bondages of Assyria.
他后来生病了。
Then he was sick afterwards.
那么他病的时候，神就差遣以赛亚去告诉他。
And as he was sick, God sent Isaiah to talk to him.
你这个病呢，出于我，你时候到了，该回家了。
Your illness was of me, and it's time for you to come home.
西西家就很难过。
So Hezekiah was sad.
他就背对着人呢，面向着墙。在神面前哭泣祷告。
So he cried and wept toward the wall against man.
那么神就答应他的祷告，给他十五年的年日。
So God answered his prayer and gave him 15 extra more years to live.
我们熟悉旧约历史的人知道。
If you know the Old Testament history, you know.
这十五年种下了犹大王国的根源。
These 15 years started the source of the fallen of the Judah nation.
他在这十五年娶了一个妾。
In these 15 years, he married a concubine.
后来他把立为皇后，就是马拿西的妈妈。
And that's the mother of Manasseh.
马拿西就把整个犹大国带进偶像的败坏。
Manasseh brought the whole Israel nation into idolatry.
我读到那里，我就想，西西家就是不肯死。
When I read the Bible, Hezekiah did not want to live.
如果他死了，
did not want to die.
这个国家就活了。
Then this nation will be restored.
这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
很多的难处是我不肯死。
A lot of problems is because I failed to die.
主说这件事是出于我，你该死了。
The Lord says this is out of me. You ought to die.
将来活出来是我的生命，不是你的。
Later on, what comes out is my life and not yours.
你知道这个是一个属灵原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
你认识基督了。
If you're in touch with it, you'll know of Christ.
这就是圣经的信实。
This is the nature of the Bible.
神借着各样的事物向我们说话。
God uses all different things to speak to us.
叫我们看见基督。
So that we can see Christ.
认识他工作的法则。
Know the way of which he works.
你摸到这个原则，你知道从死亡我必定得生命。
When you are in touch with this principle, you realize that through death you will gain life.
你就安息了。
Then you'll be restful.
所以我碰见一些年长弟兄们。
So some elderly brothers that I meet,
他们在这些点上真是有学习。
They learned this so well.
他说：“如果我时候到了，我绝对跟主说阿门，我愿意走。”
This when my time has come, I'll say Amen, let it be.
我们不要人工呼吸。
We don't want this artificial
不要插胃管。
Resuscitation.
不需要这些痛苦。
I don't want any of these too.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是你读圣经，你读出来。
You get this from the Bible.
我们看见圣经还有一个性质，我们弟兄刚刚讲了。主的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is spirit and they are life.
但是他用人的文字写出来，所以你不仅用头脑思想去读文字。
Even though it uses the language of the writing of man, so not only using your human intellect.
我们必须要透过头脑让它达到我的灵。
It must go through our mind that it gains to our spirit.
用你的灵，你才能够接受神的灵。
Using your spirit, then you can accept the spirit of God.
它是生命，就告诉我它是活的。
Because this is alive, then you know that this is living.
它不是一个死板的东西。
It's not a dead thing.
它是摸到我属灵的生命的东西。
It touches my spiritual
life. 所以你有生命的感觉，你就能够摸到圣经里面的生命的感觉。
So when you have the sense of life, then you'll be in touch with the sense of life from the scripture.
这就是为什么我们读经的时候，先要摸到主的同在。
That's why that when you read the scripture, you must first touch God's presence.
主的同在就是生命的感觉。
Then the presence of God is the very sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个生命的感觉，主的话语在你里面是活的。
With that sense of life in you, God's words will be alive in you.
是宝贵的。
And precious.
是亮的。
And light.
然后呢，我们这样子 读圣经呢，逐渐我们能够准确的来认识圣经。
Gradually, you can precisely understand the scripture.
全面的认识圣经。
And overall, you can understand.
而且平衡的来接受圣经。
In a very balanced way, accept it.
今天很多神的儿女是爱主，但是不平衡。
A lot of us, we love the Lord, and yet we are out of balance.
我们人都容易走向极端。
It's easy for us to go into extreme.
只有你把整本圣经来看今天的环境，你才平衡。
Only when you see the things around you based on the Bible, then you can live a very harmonious life.
所以我们对圣经的熟悉啊，是我们每个人基本的一个学习。
Our familiarity of the scripture is all of our responsibilities.
最后呢，我们能够在凡事上面接受神话语的教导。
And lastly, we need to accept His instruction in all things.
督责。
And His reproof.
归正。
Correction.
让圣灵来指引我们的道路。
So that the Holy Spirit can point us to the right path.
所以教会的每一个事物的安排。
Every arrangement of the church.
如果都根据于主的话语和圣灵的引导。
If it's based on the scriptures and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们长期这样生活，神的家就有了正常的家风。
And in a long period of time, you will have a normal atmosphere in the house of God.
处理事情来说，就不会用血气，我们能够根据神的话语。
When things happen, we will no longer use our flesh, but it will be based on His words.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
是你救我们，使我们成为神的家人。
You have saved us so that we are members of your household.
我们愿意把自己全人，我们的身体带来。
We want to bring our whole bodies to you.
摆在祭坛上。
Place them on the altar.
做活祭，让你来使用。
To be a living sacrifice so that you can use us.
主啊，我们承认我们常常疏忽。
Lord, we admit so many times we are forgetful.
我们常常轻忽了你的话语。
And frequently we despise your word.
我们求你赐给我们有一个爱慕真理的心。
We ask that you give us a love to desire after your truth.
给我们一个殷勤的态度。
That we will be diligent.
我们能够不仅个人好好的读圣经。
Not only individually we read your word.
我们在聚会中能够和弟兄姊妹一同来追求明白你的话语。
In a gathering, we want to pursue together to understand your word.
主啊，愿你借着圣灵，用你的话语建造你的教会。
Lord, by your spirit, build up your church.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.